The March issue of School News Roll Call for Redondo Beach Unified School District opens with an article by Dr. Stephen Keller, superintendent. Modified for recording, the article follows. Mr. Erickson, principal of Paris Middle School, and Mr. Brandt, principal of Redondo Beach High School, collaborated on a letter to parents recently. As superintendent of schools and as a parent of Redondo Beach Unified School District student, I find it to be very helpful. The framework clearly summarizes how to best approach communicating with school personnel. Thank you to Mr. Erickson and Mr. Brandt. While there are many unique styles and forms of communication, when families report issues to us, their general approach falls into two broad categories, confrontational or collaborative. To make things less abstract, listen to specific contrasts between confrontational and collaborative approaches to communication. First, the collaborative approach, making requests, focusing on finding resolution, using words like unexpected, disappointing, and unfortunate, short emails with one or two questions or concerns with a proposed solution, contacting someone directly to limit the number of people and hours involved in the solution, thinking about what is fair and good for the whole school community. Naturally, if we are working together, we can accomplish much more than if we work in opposition. Second, the confrontational approach, making demands, focusing on assigning blame, using words like unacceptable, terrible, and worst, long emails with multiple accusations, emailing someone's boss on the first communication about an issue, thinking only of what one person's family wants. Perhaps because whatever issue has occurred is so disappointing, in the heat of the moment, sometimes confrontational emails are written and sent. If your communications consistently sound like those in the collaborative column, we thank you for helping us to resolve issues as efficiently and effectively as possible. If any of your communications sound like those in the confrontational column, we ask that the next time an issue arises, please reread this letter before clicking the send button for your email. Revising the email perhaps will make it more collaborative, will help us to get a resolution faster and create a more positive experience for everyone involved. For instance, emailing just one person and not that person's boss or other stakeholders on the first communication attempt is an appreciated professional courtesy. It is nice to be able to resolve matters at the most direct level possible. Of course, if and when things get stuck, it makes sense to involve administration. Admittedly, we know we have made mistakes and we will continue to make mistakes. None of us is perfect, but our dedication to wanting the best for every student in our district is unfailing. And when we do fall short on any of our commitments, we will work hard to make up for it. Every family deserves that. We thank you for taking the time to listen and think about the content of this letter. There's enough conflict around the world. We have a special opportunity in our schools and in our homes to raise the generation that will lead us to more understanding, acceptance, and connection through collaboration. Please join us in this goal. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this article in its entirety and learn what is happening on your school campus and in your school district.